Hello, this is Evan Center of Center Counseling back for another Teen Tidbit. So I think many of you guys know I am also a parent. I don't have a teenager at this point. Hopefully I will someday. I have at times felt like a parent of a teenager, you know, when I was a teacher or a dorm parent. I haven't personally had that experience yet, even though teenagers have been a huge part of my life for many, 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 many years at this point. But I, a long time ago, recorded a podcast when my daughter was a toddler about the parallels between toddlers and teenagers. And the piece that I guess came up for me this week was, I'm going to do a little bit of sharing here. I love my daughter dearly. She is my favorite human being in the world. And sometimes she drives me nuts, and it's really hard to love her sometimes. So this week I attended a Love and Logic class hosted by Thrive, which is a great resource in our community. And I got reminded of some really basic things that I've even recorded podcasts about, but I felt like, because I had forgotten them, that it's important to re-circle back and revisit them. So, like I said, I've had a few moments recently where I've found it hard to love my child. And what this Love and Logic class directed me back to was some very foundational things. In fact, the very foundation of everything, which is the connection, the relationship between ourselves and our children, whether our children are toddlers or teenagers or adults, the foundation of everything is that connection. And so as I was sort of mucking around in my negative state of like, I've been doing all the right things, like I've been approaching it this way and setting clear boundaries and blah, 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 with the instructor gently, thank you to her, thank you, Becky, directed me back to, was to go back to the love, to go back to the basis of that, what the actions, the communication that would come out of that, which are really empathy. When we think about, you know, those moments when we're feeling frustrated, disconnected, struggling because we're locked into conflicts with our kids, we're feeling totally tapped out of love, that is the moment. That's the cue to listen to inside of ourselves. That is that red light flashing warning signal to go back to the foundation, to go back to the empathy. So obviously there is much more to parenting, but this is the foundation of everything else. When we try to set limits with our teenagers, when we try to walk them, you know, hope that they will walk themselves through difficult peer situations, when they are struggling in school and we just want to smack them and tell them to get their homework done, it's not a big deal. Stop procrastinating or complaining or postponing. That the real foundation of all of that has to be empathy, has to be the connection. And so, you know, in Love and Logic, one of the ways that they teach using really basic empathy when you're feeling like you don't have any because your teenager is driving you cuckoo is to just say, I know, I know. So, you know, when your teenager is saying, I hate school, I don't want to go to school, it sucks, it's terrible, I know. When your teenager is saying, I can't believe you took away my phone, you're the worst parent ever, I'm never going to have friends ever again, I know. I know. So I found this quite amusing in the Love and Logic class, in part because my initial reaction to it was like, really? Like, that sounds partially sarcastic, kind of offensive. I don't think I buy that. And then as I played with it more, as I thought about it more in my own head, I thought, but wait, this is what we all want, right? Whether we're teenagers, toddlers, or adults, we want to feel like when we're kvetching, we want to feel like somebody actually gets us, like they know. And granted, teenagers, that may not be the exact line. Let's play with that today on the call. Because teenagers feel like, you know, often you'll get the response of, no, you don't. Like, you don't get my experience at all. And the ironic thing is there, you could probably respond with, I know. I don't. I know. Right? And then you're empathizing with that very, you know, like you're not following you're not taking the bait, right? You're not engaging in the conflict with them. You're purely trying to get them, right? Or at least trying to express that you're trying to get them in that moment. So that is point one. And that line may be different for everybody. And we can talk about what that line might be for you with your teenager. But at the very least, beginning with empathy. Another thing that they talked about in the class that really stood out to me was that sometimes the kids who need the most love ask in the most inappropriate or obnoxious ways. So let's let that sink in for a second, because if that's true, if we accept that as a truth, then it changes everything. And to be clear, the love and logic method, which I am just beginning to delve into, I've heard about it peripherally for many, many years, but the love and logic method is, you know, they say that it's for, you know, parents of children of all ages. So this is not just for littles. But the kids who need the most love often ask in the most inappropriate or obnoxious ways. So what does that mean when our kids are acting out, when our teenagers are talking back, when they're being totally obnoxious, or when they're totally withdrawing, right? When they're isolating themselves. How do we interpret that language differently when we think about this concept of the kids who need the most love sometimes ask in the most obnoxious or inappropriate ways? And then how do we follow through as parents to give that love when it's probably hardest to give? And I don't necessarily have a prescription for you here or a single way of doing it. I guess what I'm really asking for you as parents is to just keep that in mind and see how it impacts your responses to the obnoxious behavior, to the withdrawing behavior, to the complaining or the whining, when we can respond with even a different energy. It doesn't, you know, maybe it's not even about the words. Maybe it's about change, shifting our own internal energy as parents, as adults in their lives, to come from a place of love at those moments when perhaps we feel the least love for them and they need it the most. So that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's Teen Tidbit. And as always, feel free to leave a comment or a request in the comment section below on the blog. And I look forward to talking with you again soon.